holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Nobody can silence God. Nobody. Ha ha.
Be Holy.
All right, listen. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here with us. Today is a good day. Today is a good day. Good day, good day, good day, good day, good day. Lean over and tell your friends and your enemy, I'm glad that you're here. Because if you have your friends, guess what? You have a backup. And if you have your enemies, you have resistance, and resistance brings strength. That's what people don't understand. When you get resistance and you have resistance in your life, it brings on what? Strength. Strength. And strength is the thing that we need. Strength is the thing that we need. When everything's going wrong, we need strength. When everything's going right, we need strength. To build a thing, we need strength. To move a thing on, we need strength. To continue a thing, we need strength. Ha ha. Make sure you have some strength. And listen, like I said, tell your neighbors, tell your frenemies, your enemies, and everybody else that you're glad that they are there. Somebody need to hear that. Some people need to hear that you're glad. Somebody's glad that they're there. Somebody needs to hear it. And trust me, you never know what kind of ice you're breaking by saying things like that to people when they least expect it. When they least expect it, and you say things like that, you can break down all kinds of anger and resentment. You can heal the land with it. Oh, man. And speaking of healing the land, we got to pray. If my people who were called by my name would step away from sin and believe and do what God says, follow his instruction, he'll heal the land. Yes, he will. He'll heal the land. And not only the United States, he'll heal the entire world. But, you know, people don't want the world healed. People don't want the world healed. They don't want to heal. So, again, listen, always, always, always remember it's a great day. It's a good day. Act like it. Pull yourself up. Pull somebody else up when you're pulling yourself up. So the two of y'all can fight the devil that day. Two of y'all can get strength at one time. It's better to have two than one. Listen, go on over to Podbean.com, download the broadcast, grab the link, and share, and share alike. Share and share until you can't share no more. You hear me? You gotta keep sharing this thing, because we need as many people to share, whether it be Spotify, whether it be, what was the other one that we're on? YouTube, Pandora's Box, Facebook, wherever we are, we need you to share it. Because somebody needs to be picked up. Somebody needs to have some kind of good news somewhere. A lot of times in people's lives, they don't have good news. And so by somebody walking up to them and saying, hey, I'm glad that you're here. Glad that you're here today. You know, we didn't agree yesterday. We weren't friends that really yesterday. We had an argument yesterday, but I'm glad that you're here today. Tell them. Tell them. Tell them. Tell them. Tell them. Heal your office. You know, by getting rid of the anger, you know, heal it. You know, anything that you had against somebody, go and heal that thing. You have a better friend afterwards. Trust me when I tell you. Trust me when I tell you. All right. Let's go over to St. John chapter 10. We're still in St. John chapter 10. I'm wondering how long we're going to go with this, because this is a pretty good lesson. Jesus had just told them that, look, you're protected. The very one that you're seeking after gave you to me. My Father is what he said. He gave you to me. Nothing's going to happen to you. Nobody can pluck you away. Nobody can pull you away. When you hear me, you follow me. When you hear my voice, you follow me. Only my people, only my sheep hear my voice. They won't hear somebody else. They won't follow anybody else. Because when they hear me, they will follow me and be with me and they will be protected. You get it? So this is what they were going to do. As soon as he said, for the Father and I are one. Oh, man, Jesus, he said, the people went up and grabbed stones to silence him and everything else. They were going to kill him early. You know, I don't know how long ago this was going to be, you know, before they put him on the cross. But it was too early. The scripture didn't say he was going to die in the middle of a street being stoned to death. It said he was going to die on the cross, or he was going to die hanging from a tree. And so here we have it. Let's see. Verse number 31. Once again, the people picked up stones to kill him. And this is again, that's not the first time that they picked up stones. So the people, once again, the people picked up stones to kill him. Jesus said, at my Father's direction, I've done many good works. The Father told me to do this. I did that. He told me to do this over here. I did that. He told me to heal. I healed. And he told me to do this. I mean, which one of these works are you going to be stoning me for? Okay. Jesus said, at my Father's direction, I've done many good works. For which one are you stoning me? That's what he asked. And they said, oh, no, we're stoning you not for any good work, but for blasphemy. You, a mere man, claim to be God. And so there was no misunderstanding that they just knew what he said. And God let them see a little bit of it. And they couldn't take that, boy. They couldn't take that. They're going to grab stones and they're going to kill God. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Their whole thing was, we're going to get him. I'm not going to put up with this. Now, one more minute. We're going to fix this right now. Let's grab these stones and let's get rid of him. Verse number 34, Jesus replied, it is written in your own scriptures that God said to certain leaders of the people, I say, you are gods. And you know that the scriptures cannot be altered. So if those people who received God's message were called gods, why do you call it blasphemy when I say I am the Son of God? After all, the Father set me apart and sent me into the world. Don't believe me unless I carry out my Father's work. See that? There it is. Don't believe me unless I carry out my Father's work. Don't believe me. See, you have to know that Jesus was doing the Father's work. When I say the Father, the Spirit. So there was no human being that actually healed people. That was the Spirit in the human being that healed the people. You get it? The Spirit, the Father, God himself, amongst people, he was the one in the flesh doing that work. He was doing that work. He was doing that work. And you know that the scriptures cannot be altered. So if those people who received God's message were called gods, why do you call it blasphemy when I say I am the Son of God, the flesh of God? After all, the Father set me apart and sent me into the world. Don't believe me unless I carry out my Father's work. That's why he said it was finished on the cross. It's finished. The work was finished. Don't believe me unless I carry out my Father's work. 38. But if I do his work, believe in the evidence of the miraculous works I have done. Even if you don't believe me, then you will know and understand that the Father is what? In me, and I am in the Father. The Spirit is in me and I'm in the Spirit. I'm operating according to the Spirit. So the Spirit gives guidance. And you can't do nothing without the Holy Ghost. You can't do nothing without him. The Holy Ghost is God. Let him reveal it to you. I'm not going to sit there and waste time trying to explain it to you. Let him reveal it to you. But if I do his work, believe in the evidence of the miraculous works I have done. But if I do his work, believe in the evidence, that's what we don't hardly ever do. We never, you know, look for the evidence. The evidence. Then you will know, then understand that the Father is in me and I'm in the Father. Verse number 39. Once again, they tried to arrest him, but he got away and left them. Now, understand, at the beginning, we start off talking about, they said, listen, if you're the Messiah, won't you tell us clearly, plainly? Well, then when he starts to tell them and starts to show them, then they pick up the rocks and stones to kill him. And then they try to arrest him. First, they ask him a question. He answers the question. They pick up stones to kill him because they didn't like the answer. And then when they ask him again, or he begins to show it to them, now they're trying to arrest him. Well, but once again, they tried to arrest him, but he got away and left them. When you try to approach Jesus the wrong way, he'll get away and leave you. Ain't that something? He'll get away and leave you, especially if you're not honest. But then they start to think on what he just said. He went beyond the Jordan River near the place where John was first baptizing and stayed there a while. He went up there by the Jordan, up there, you know, where John used to do the baptizing. 41. And many followed him. Many followed him. I mean, they just tried to kill him. They just tried to arrest him. And so, well, then many of them followed. Many of them followed. But this is what else they said. Listen to this. John didn't do, or he didn't perform any miraculous signs. You know, they remarked this to him. They talked to each other like this. John didn't do these signs. John didn't heal like this. John didn't do that. But everything he said about this man has come true. I mean, everything John said, you know, about this man came true. So he didn't do the signs. He didn't do the miracles. John didn't. John was the baptizer. And he kept talking about this man, coming, the man coming to take away the sins of the world. He's coming to do this. He's coming to do that. He's going to heal this. He's going to heal that. And they said every single thing that John said about this man has actually come true. Verse number 42. And many who were there believed in Jesus. Now, that all this had just transpired. He told him that I am the Messiah. I've been telling you this from the beginning. I've shown you that I'm the very same Father that you're looking for. The Father and I are the same. We're one. And now they see people picking up stones trying to kill him. I mean, it's just, man, I don't need to see people trying to pick up stones to kill him in order for me to believe. I just believe what he says because everything he says is true. And that's what we need to do. Only hear him, only go by what he says, and we will be fine. You know what else you need to do? You need to send me a donation.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.